Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell, Passive Automation, episode number 45. Let me tell you what, it is a beautiful day here in Utah. Beautiful fall day. I'm telling you what, the last couple weeks have just been perfect. In fact, man, I don't know, maybe in my thumbnail of this podcast, I'll show you a picture of my view. Just the mountains are incredible and it's brisk but warm at the same time. Yeah, it's great. So as I've done the last few episodes, I'm going to dedicate this episode to an athlete who's worn that specific number. This is going to be a little harder as I go up the ladder. But episode 45, so number 45, this one's dedicated to Rafe LaFrance. Now, Rafe LaFrance was a forward that played at Kansas. He's a basketball player. And he played for the Nuggets, Celtics, Trailblazers, and I think the Mavericks. But I remember him from the Celtics. The reason I remember him so well is because my boy and I, every 6 months, will pull the GameCube and we'll play basketball. And I have like a 2005 or 6 or 7 game NBA Live. And sure enough, Rafe LaFrance is on the Celtics. And I like to play with the Celtics. And he has a great mid-range game, so he can hit a good 16-foot jumper pretty much all the time. Anyway, Rafe LaFrance, this episode goes out to you guys. In this episode, I'm telling you, this is so crucial. Just so incredibly important. And I'm going to talk about 10 reasons that people buy. Now, why do you care about the 10 reasons people buy? Say, well, if you are trying to make money online, if you want to be an affiliate marketer, if you want to sell so people give you their money, there's 10 things you need to keep in mind. There's only 10, well, there's probably some more, but there's 10 main reasons that people do it. And I want to talk a little bit about more of what I'm learning in this copywriting secrets book by Jim Edwards, which, guys, it's fascinating. The stuff that you learn in there, copywriting, the more I learn about it, it literally is the number one skill that will have the biggest impact on you making money. Learning everything in this book as well, it will save you so much money. Russell Brunson, who does the foreword for Jim Edwards' book, he talks so often about how, you know, there was this one time where his business went under. He had to fire like 60 people overnight. And in order to like make payroll and save the company, he had to get this. He had this product, but he needed to get it out. So he talked to some guy, some copywriter, said, hey, I need you to write something up for me. Write a sales, some sales copy. And the guy charged him 20 grand, right? 20 grand. And he did it in like a couple days or whatever, but I don't have 20 grand, right? And so I'm never gonna be able to do that. But also, I don't know if you guys have ever been in the situation where you sit down at your computer and you want to write out an email, or you want to write a funnel, or you want to communicate something, and you're just like, I don't know what to say. I've wasted a lot of time with that. And so it's awesome that I'm learning these principles that are helping me to know, Ben, these are the 5 reasons people don't buy. And these are the 10 reasons people do. So you need to knock these off. Just knock them off one at a time. And that's what you write about. And knowing that, knowing how to do it, it makes the actual process of doing it so much easier. And I'm telling you, I've pulled my hair out time and time again. I've actually been talking to a buddy of mine, Scott Anderson. I've mentioned this a few times. We have a Voxer voice chat back and forth where we kind of, it's our mastermind. We throw ideas off each other and kind of keep each other motivated. And I've spent a lot of time worrying about, man, my email automations, like my copy in those emails, the words I say, the things I communicate, it's just not very persuasive, not very good. It doesn't knock down barriers that prevent people from buying. It doesn't present things in a light that make people want to buy. And I've just like, I've been in like anguish of mind over like, ah, man, why can't I get this down? But as I said, as I'm listening to this audiobook, Copywriting Secrets, I'm like, I'm seeing this light and I want to just dig in more and more and more. And it's definitely been like comforting to be like, okay, I can wrap my head around this. One of the great things that Jim Edwards does in this book, and I'm going to tackle these 10 points. I want you guys to know them. But it's comforting to know, like, I'm learning, and he says over and over, he's like, guys, no one's born knowing copyright, and so it can be learned. And yeah, there's just a lot of clarity and able to sleep better at night, realizing that, you know what, I can figure this out. I don't have to stress at night, don't have to worry and lose sleep over the fact that I don't know what I'm doing. And get to bed, wake up and say, okay, I know I need to have this sequence, I need to have these bullet points, I need to talk about this stuff. And I've actually implementing a lot of these things in my videos so far. I've been getting compliments from people. They've been noticing the changes that I'm trying to make and the effort that I'm putting into it. And yeah, I'm definitely feeling like it feels good to have people recognize the effort you're making. And hopefully it's helping me gain more subscribers on YouTube. People, when they're seeing my content now, are a little more, they're more engaged, and it's more valuable to them. And I hope that will continue as I go forward. Okay, guys, what I just did, and you probably didn't even know it, is I just touched on every one of the 10 reasons someone would want to buy as I was talking about this copywriting secrets book. And I probably didn't do it in the most persuasive way, but I tried to talk to you guys about the benefits of this copywriting secrets book in each of the ways that it affects a buyer. So let me run through these real quickly, okay? And again, if you click the link in my description below, I will have an affiliate link to the copywriting secrets book. Guys, if you have not purchased this book, it's free, okay? There's like a $7.95 shipping charge if you're in the US and $14.95 if you're international. But, you know, I've bought .com secrets and I've bought expert secrets, and I'll be honest with you, there is a ton of great stuff, ton of it. But there's a lot of stuff in there that I'm just like, I don't want to be an attractive character. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, like, ascend people up a value ladder and do a coaching, like, as far as, like, the highest level, being this coach, and there's mastermind. There's a lot of stuff in those books that I just don't want to do. It doesn't resonate with me, who I am. But this copywriting secret so far, this book, it's like, I can resonate with all of it. Like, I can implement this stuff. This is stuff that anybody can do. I really don't think that anybody can be an attractive character. Russell Brunson says you can, and says anybody can do it, but I just don't think it's possible. There are some people who are attractive characters, and there's other people that no matter how hard you try, you'll never really have a very large reach. Anyway, so back to this book, Jim Edwards. Chapter 3, I believe, he talks about secret 3 and the reasons why people buy. I'm going to list them off to you and then maybe try to go back and think of how I touched on this point when I was talking about copywriting secrets. So 1, 10 reasons people buy. 1, make money. 2, save money. 3, save time. 4, avoid effort. 5, escape mental or physical pain. 6, get more comfort. 7, achieve greater cleanliness or hygiene to attain better health. 8, gain praise. 9, feel more loved. 10, increase social status or popularity. Okay? So as I was going through talking about this book, this audiobook I'm listening to, Copywriting Secrets. And again, if you guys are interested, there's a link in the description, but what I wanted to mention is the book, it's free, you just pay for shipping. But you can, there's an upsell, there's an option if you wanted to purchase the audiobook. And I forget how much it was. I bought it, I don't know, $25, $30, $18, I'm not sure. But totally worth it, because Jim, he's funny, like he goes through this audiobook and he's talking about how, he's like, yeah, this is not a conventional audiobook reading, because he'll be reading, but then he'll like stop in the middle and he'll start chatting about something else. And then at the end, he actually is on like this podcast with some buddy of his. And so they're talking back and forth. And after each chapter, they're asking each other questions and providing more depth. So it's totally worth it. But let me go back to, I listed those 10 steps, but you know, how did I talk about each of those as I was explaining this Copywriting Secrets book? Well, I talked about how it can help you make more money. It's the number one skill you can learn. How it can save you money, right? You don't have to spend 20 grand to have somebody do copyright for you. It can save you time. I talked about the wasted time that I do. You know, when I sit down and I want to write this email and I have no conceptual idea of how to organize my thoughts, what principles I should be following. I talked about, you know, people want to buy to avoid effort. I talked about how much easier it makes that process. Escaping mental or physical pain. I talked about the, you know, how stressed I am, not being able to know what to write. Get more comfort. I talked about how it helps me sleep better at night. Achieve greater cleanliness or hygiene to attain better health. I touched on more of like the being able to sleep at night, just feeling better. Gain praise. I talked about how people are reaching out to me and saying, hey man, I've noticed in your videos, like they're better and all this stuff. I'm feeling more loved. I talked about how that praise made me feel. And then increased social status or popularity. I talked about how like I'm seeing like results as far as people when they're watching my stuff, they are liking it more and staying and wanting to subscribe and learn more. So that's cool. Now, I wanted to really quickly show you how Jim breaks this down. So in chapter 3, again, he will talk about how to touch on each of these 10 points. And he used a few examples, but one of the examples he used was like a protein shake. All right. And how you would create sales copy for that protein shake. And so for making money, he'd say, drink this protein shake in the morning and you'll do better at your job and probably get a raise. Okay. To save money, it says, you know, save money. Our protein shake is 25% less expensive than market leader, but with superior ingredients. Okay. Saving time. With our protein shake, you can have a nutritious breakfast in 30 seconds and you can spend more time with your kids before rushing out the door. So he talked about not only like saving time on that, but also getting praise, like being with your family. To avoid effort, you have breakfast made in 30 seconds and it's delicious. To escape mental or physical pain, he said, don't you hate feeling bloated all the time when you eat too much breakfast? Or what about feeling like you are starving because you skipped breakfast? This shake solves that problem for you. Now, get more comfort. On this one, he was kind of funny. He's like, I don't know how a protein shake could help you get more comfort unless it helps with constipation. And he was laughing. It was pretty funny. Again, another good reason to get the audiobook. 7, achieve greater cleanliness or hygiene to attain better health. He said, when you drink this protein shake, you won't have bad breath when you get in the office. And I don't know what that really had to do anything, but he said, this shake is proven to help you lose weight and look better in your jeans. Gain praise. You save time in the morning and you can spend time with your family. Feel more loved. You look great and lose weight at all. Look great. And increase social status or popularity. And he's kind of like, look at all the friends you'll have. Anyway, so he mentioned that in your sales copy, perhaps you don't touch on every single one of them, but the more you can, the more persuasive your copy is and the higher your conversions will be. He says so many people just focus on this, the make money, save time. He's like, but there are so many other reasons that people buy and you need to touch on those. If you don't, your copy will suck. And I actually, guys, today I shot a video. It's on my YouTube channel. If you go to Ben Arkell and type in passive automation and just click on videos and you'll see one of me with I have a stormtrooper mask on and the title is My Sales Funnel Sucks. Okay. Because I was going through thinking about this book, thinking about the principles that Jim teaches. And I was looking at my sales funnel. I'm like, man, I'm not tackling any of these five objectives I talked about in my last podcast episode, like five reasons people don't buy. And I'm not really doing a great job of touching on, you know, the 10 reasons people do buy. And so I was breaking down my funnel and how it looked with some other person's funnel who's having success promoting a product. It's an online education tool for those who are online marketers called Legendary Marketer. And I'm like, why he was having this all this success, making like a couple grand in the first 2 months he tried it, and I made like a couple hundred. And I'm like, Ben, your sales funnel sucks. Like, your copyright sucks. You can't expect people to want to buy based on your funnel. I looked at my funnel and it's a joke. Like, there's an opt-in that says, hey, do you want to start an online business? You put your email in, and then it goes to me. I'm doing this video on the mountains, like, hey guys, I know you want to make a change in your life, yada, 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 but as boring can be. And I had to be upfront with myself and realize, look, the reason why Mike and his funnel is doing great, because his funnel, he has two video sales, letters that are doing awesome. They're just very compelling. He has only three steps in his funnel. I had four. Anyway, I'm rambling, but it all comes down to copyright. It's the words we use, whether audibly or on paper, on a sales funnel. The words we use have power, and we need to trigger the emotional. I hate that word. But please don't ever catch me saying trigger again. I don't like the word trigger because I feel like it takes away the personal accountability for your emotions and the way you feel, and everything is somebody else's fault. You get triggered. What we want to do is we want to evoke emotion in people, because people buy because of emotion. They don't buy because of fact. What they do is after they've bought, they then use reason to justify their purchase, right? But if you're going to buy the Copywriting Secrets book, it's not going to be because I said, you know, it's only, you will buy it because you're like, you look through all these 10 things that I just said, like, wow, I actually want to, like, I'm not converting very well on my offers. I would love to convert better. And yeah, I don't want to pay someone $20,000. And man, like, just think of the possibility of what I could do if I had copy that worked. And I'm staying up at night thinking, man, if I could just shore up my copy and do what Jim did. Jim said he revamped his copy on this one website he had. He changed it from a website with a bunch of different pages to one long sales form website. So it's one page, in essence, a funnel. And his conversions went up 250% overnight. So, again, guys, link in the description. It is my affiliate link. If you would choose to purchase this book, again, it's a free book. You pay for the shipping. There is an upsell, meaning an additional product you can buy, which is the audiobook. I would recommend it because I love listening to audiobooks. There's a lot of additional commentary, which is super cool, and it's really fun. After that, there is also an additional upsell for some sales materials from Jim. I think the final upsell is the Copywriting Secrets. It's a program that you can stick in. You answer a few questions like what your product is, who your buyers are, what their needs are, what their desires are, and it spits out sales copy for your emails, for your funnels, for your webinars. For your slides, just incredible program that I actually, truth be told, I have not bought it, but I will be buying it. Like, it's my next step. Anyway, there's a link. If you do purchase the audiobook through me, let me know. Email me at ben@passiveautomation.com. I've actually had a few people email me to get bonuses. I have two bonuses. One, it's a list of over 135 affiliate companies you can work with that have recurring affiliate commissions, meaning you get paid month over month, a very high percentage. So it's high income referring affiliate stuff. So you have things to sell if it's products you use or you like. And then also I have all the templates for the ads for all, well, they're not templates, but it's the actual ads of the some of the top online marketers on Facebook, you can see how they're using copyright and kind of glean from their experience and their knowledge. But guys, this was a very long podcast. Love you, appreciate you guys listening. And as you can tell, like I'm very animated, excited about this topic, because it's really struck a chord. Jim Edwards, he told Russell, he's like, I want this. They've tried really hard to make copyright something anybody can learn. They talked about it a lot. He's always interacting with Russell. Then they created this funnel, this software which will spit out copy. It's called Funnel Scripts. And now he wrote this book because he wants everybody to learn how to do copyright. And I hope that I can keep learning it better every day, and would invite you guys to do the same. And we will talk to you on the next episode.